Music producer Quincy Jones has died. He was 91. He worked with some of the biggest artists in the world, including Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra and many others. His publicist said he passed away peacefully last night at his home in Bel Air. He's best known as producer of Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream. But
let's speak to Stuart Clark, deputy editor of Hot Press Magazine. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning. Sad news, but like you say, a ripe old age, 91.
He had a long career, started as a jazz musician, trumpeter, pianist and arranger, was one of the trumpeters with Elvis Presley when he made his first appearances on television. But he got into music production, which as a black man in the United States would have been fairly unusual.
Well, definitely in the 70s, it was very much black music, white music, and he broke down those barriers. I mean, 8 decades in the business, 26 Grammys, nearly 80 nominations. His big mentor and friend in the 50s was Ray Charles. He got involved with the civil rights movement. He hung out with Martin Luther King. In 1978, he was making The Wiz with Michael Jackson. They had a discussion. Michael wanted to change direction. Quincy had a vision. We had Off the Wall, Thriller and Bad, and music history was written.
He was behind so many people throughout the 20th century, including the Fresh Prince of Bel Air, I gather. Is there anybody that can compare to the kind of volume of work that he's doing? Is there anybody around like that now?
Well, maybe Rick Rubin is a modern day Quincy, but in terms of scope, like I say, he saw no barriers. There was two types of music, good and bad. Frank Sinatra, who did not suffer fools gladly, loved Quincy. And of course, he got those egos into the room for We Are the World. Lionel Richie wrote the song. Quincy had to manage the expectations. And he became good mates working on Feed the World with Bono and Bob Geldof. I think Quincy was someone that Bono picked the phone up and gave him a call and said, what do you reckon? He was a very trusted sort of mentor and father figure. But as you're saying, Count Basie, Celine Dion, Aretha Franklin, Donna Summer, Miles Davis, Barbara Streisand, Tony Bennett. And he remained contemporary. Only 2 years ago, at the ripe old age of 89, he was working with The Weeknd on Dawn FM. So he never atrophied in terms of his musical tastes and what he could bring to the table.
Some career. Stuart Clark, thank you. Stuart Clark paying tribute to Quincy Jones, who's died at the age of 91.